All right, we're calling to order the July 15th, 2013 meeting of the Taney County Commission, Planning Commission. This is a regular meeting. Mr. Ashley, would you please establish a quorum?
Okay. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Ray Edwards.
Here.
Rick Therese.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Ronnie Melton.
Here.
And Mike Schofield.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Now, would you please explain the meeting procedures?
The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for the Planning Commission's vote on the previous week's public hearing requests, to allow for new concept requests, which will be presented in next month's public hearing, and to conduct regular business. The Taney County Development Guidance Code is entered into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. First, the Planning Commission will vote on each of the previous week's public hearing requests. Each project will be reviewed and voted upon by the Commission. There are no sign-up sheets at this meeting, as no additional public comments are taken unless expressly requested by the Planning Commission. If you are aggrieved by the decision of this Commission, you may appeal the determination to the Board of Adjustment. Appeal applications for the Board of Adjustment are available in the Planning Office. Concept requests will be heard following the final votes. If you're presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or your project name will be called. At that time, you will be asked to please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of testimony provided by the applicant or other persons with information requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, I guess the next on the agenda is the minutes from May of 2013. I assume everybody's have a chance to look over them. If there are no corrections or additions, I guess they'll be...
I'll make a motion. We accept them.
Second. Amend, accept, and accept. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Final votes. GJ Ranch Arena Campground.
The staff recommendation, if the Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the on-site wastewater permitting division of the Planning Department, the Missouri Department of Natural Resources for the wells, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Third, the applicant shall submit a Missouri Department of Natural Resources construction permit for a well to provide service to the JG Ranch Arena and Campground. Fourth, all light sources within the facility shall be arranged so that no direct illumination leaves the site toward adjacent residential areas or any roadways. Fifth, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Sixth, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Seven, Division II permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. And eight, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Does anybody, any of the commission have any questions for the Mr. Kramer before we vote on this?
No.
And I would entertain a motion.
I would move to approve as presented.
I'll second.
A motion been made and seconded. Approve as presented. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. There you go, George.
Thank you. Can I ask a question? You said no equipment outside. Is that like the tractor in the arena or that kind of thing? Shall I discuss that with the Planning Department at a later date?
Which one was that, George?
It's
outside storage of equipment.
Outside.
That means containers, don't it, Bob?
Yeah.
That's containers, that's not your equipment.
Okay, yeah, it said equipment, I just had visions of tractor out there, except to rake the arena.
You're okay.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Containers.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Take care, George.
I'm good. Appreciate y'all. Had to be someplace.
Verizon Wireless.
The staff recommendation on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, a compliance letter from the Federal Aviation Administration. Third, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Fourth, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Fifth, Division II permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. Six, should the telecommunications tower no longer be in use for the original purpose granted by the Division III permit and serving as an approved co-location site, the tower shall be dismantled and removed at the cost of the owner of the telecommunications tower within 6 months of the cessation of operations. Seven, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Shut this phone off. Does anybody have any questions for, I believe your name is Frank?
Frank.
Before we vote on this?
I have one question. Was anything ever put in place some kind of a surety bond or anything, if the owners no longer need the tower, and in many cases the owners do not have the financial responsibility to take it down. Has there ever been anything, which is soon going to be out of our hands, and this is more for my information than anything else, is there any kind of a bond or anything in place to take care of that?
No. Technically the tower is owned by Verizon Wireless. So when the cessation of the frequency or the use of that tower, it's Verizon that owns the tower, and it'll be their responsibility to take that tower down.
Understood. Understood. But Altel had towers too. Did they pass that on to Verizon? Or I'm just curious because I know it's been discussed before whether there was anything in place, because lots of times you can put something in there like that to supposedly take care of it, but if they skip out and don't have the money, which we don't expect Verizon to do that. But
typically what happens is if you have, with Altel, you have these mergers and no longer usage of the tower. There are certain instances where if Verizon has no use for the tower at all, they will negotiate with the local community to see if they would like to purchase the tower to utilize it for their own purposes. But no, there is no bond that has been, it's not typical between the owner and Verizon.
Yeah.
The owner of the land.
It may sound kind of far-fetched to you, but less than a year ago, we had one at Taneyville.
We saw one
just recently even, and saw one, and the towers, the owners are no longer paying their rent. They won't take it down. Nobody can find anybody. And,
really?
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Dave, I think you'll find in this new legislation that the governor just signed that our hands are tied on it.
Oh, I think you're right. Absolutely.
We're prohibited in municipal or city or state is prohibited
We'll
from
be out of it completely.
Requiring that.
But I just had the question on my mind.
No more questions for the applicant, then I would entertain a motion.
I'm making a motion
to accept it
as written.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passed.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. You promised him service at Cedar Creek.
No, let me clarify that. I promised, and which I'm working on, is to have our Verizon RF engineer.
I'm just kidding.
To see what we can do to take a look at that area.
How about Birmingham Road, too?
you've got my business card, send me an email. Just as I told Mr. Schofield, send me an email with the area that, that you're having an issue with. And it, it typically, as I told Mike, if you've got multiple locations in that area, send me that email and I can convey that over to the RF engineer and then they can look at it. Because a lot of times people will say, I don't have service or it's terrible service, I'm going to call. But they never call. And so if Verizon doesn't get that call, and I don't mean Verizon, it could be AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, if people would just, more and more people would call and say, listen, we need better service out here, they'll pay attention to that.
The squeaky wheel?
Exactly. No, that's true.
Okay.
So thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Yeah. Next one, and it is in his precious site, daycare.
The staff recommendation on this is if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Central Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Health and of Health and Senior Services, and any other entities which have requirements governing a proposal of this nature shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, the appropriate licenses shall be obtained from the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, a copy of which shall be provided to the Taney County Planning Department office. All state licensing requirements shall be met prior to the issuance of the Certificate of Conformance. Fourth, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Fifth, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Sixth, in his precious site, daycare has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant slash representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. And seven, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Do the commission have any questions for the applicant? Can I entertain a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept as written.
I'll say it.
Motion has been made and seconded to accept as written. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay.
I abstain. I'm related to her.
Okay.
She won't admit it, but.
Who would? Okay, motion is it passed. We're good. On to the concepts. Taney County Fire Protection District Number 9 Edition.
Okay, and on each of these, with these being the concept requests, we've just put together some maps of each really locating each site, and I'll let the applicant really explain what's proposed here. It's a little hard to see. The yellow dot here indicates the location of the current fire station. And we've kind of zoomed in. It's off of 176 and Briggs Road. And that's an existing fire station. They're seeking a Division 3 to add a duplex to that existing fire station. And we've got a north, south, east, and west view of the proposed addition. And I'll let the representative speak to this.
James Single, is that right?
And what we're proposing to do is put living quarters actually onto the fire station. And in this case, we're going to build a duplex that will allow two young families to live there. We have a live-in program at three other stations, but they're mainly for single firefighters because they just rent a room within the station. You know, and it allows us a little better coverage. Well, we're up here, and one of the problems with Station 9 is the area that it's in. It's hard to draw volunteers. So we have one person that's on that station right now, and that's the captain. So You know, to put living quarters up there, we would never attract a single firefighter who live all the way up there with call volume and everything. So what we're doing is we're going to put a duplex in there, like I said, to allow two families to live in there. And we've already had interest expressed, you know, firefighters within the district. What they'll do is they will rent the apartments, you know, and at a rate whatever the district will set. You know, and then they're required to put so, the firefighters are required to put so many hours, you know, a month in, you know, in addition to that. So, and then that gives us a little better coverage. And as far as ISO ratings, if we attach it to the building, which will be attached to the building with a breezeway, as long as it attaches to the building, insurance services gives us credit for that being a van fire station. So, you know, it'll give us some more points next time we evaluate this.
Okay. 2.7 acres, and is there existing restroom facilities within that unit?
Yes, there is. There's a 1,000-gallon septic tank that serves that station, and then we have a well.
One thing I neglected to bring up, too, the fire district has already obtained a variance from the Board of Adjustment. Per our current regulations, it would require 2 acres per duplex unit for a total of 4 acres, and the fire district was already granted a variance via the Board of Adjustment for this smaller acreage.
Okay. How many bedrooms are going to be in each one of these units?
It would be 3-bedroom units.
6 bedrooms total?
6 bedrooms total. We thought about 2-bedroom, but... You know, if you take a young couple that has a young child or, you know, 2 young children, then that has a little bit extra room. And that's what we're trying to attract, a young couple who might have some young children.
Well, that's all single family residences up there, isn't it?
How recently had that building been built? When did you build that one?
I think that was built in 1998. That's before my time, but I believe that's when I built. I think 1999, we had 3 stations, 8, 9, 10.
Sewer is the only concern I have.
Me too.
Yeah, it's got deep soil up there.
It should have a lot of dirt.
I built Briggs Road back through there. Is that in the county now, Randy?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's almost Christian County, isn't it?
No.
You're not down there.
No, you're a mile
right up here.
Half, maybe 2 miles south of Christian County.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Off the road.
Okay. Does anybody in the commission have any more questions, Mr. Single?
What's the, you said how many bedrooms?
3 each.
3 bedrooms, 2.7 acres.
3 bedrooms each. But built in 99, it should have a plenty of lateral line.
There's no people that actually stay in the firehouse now.
No, right now.
No, not now.
Right now, the building just consists, it's a 2-bay. You fit 2 fire trucks in there, and then it has an office and a training room, and then it has a bathroom and shower, and then the cabinet.
Attached to the fire station. That would be to the rear, of course.
Yeah, it would be off that rear corner, right in that area.
Right up there.
How many feet of living area are we talking about, roughly?
Happy 1,200 feet, probably.
I don't know if I've got the
1,100.
Minimum 1,200, I think.
Two-story?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, one will be above the other.
Yes.
So the footprint will just be the one.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Thank you. Next. Public, what is the public hearing on this?
And the public hearing on that? Yeah, I believe that's correct. He's got it. Will be August 12th.
August 12th. More guns. Jack and Sally's Gun Works.
Okay, and again on this one, I've just tried to show the location here. It's a little hard to see. It was a small enough parcel, but I've got it highlighted here. And then I zoomed in here to the residence in question. And we've just got the same north, south, east, and west view. And I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed.
Ma'am, what I'd like to do is open a gun shop in my workshop. The workshop, if you go up
okay, sorry.
Back, if you look in the upper right-hand corner, if you see my old Camaro sitting there, there's a workshop that sits there now. I would like to buy and sell guns out of there. At a limited rate. As the if I can make a go of this and the sales get significant, I do wish to have a brick and mortar store in town.
At the same location?
No, sir.
All right. Maybe, mm-hmm.
Very close, I'm going to I printed out some pictures. One where the location of the shop is, and then a view of the shop. And I do have a gun locker in the shop now. We can fold it down internally. The workshop itself has an external deadbolt, which is secured by a padlock, and it also has an internal internal deadbolt, which is secured by.
What size building is that?
10 by 14.
10 by 14?
Yes, sir.
And you're asking for a permit for that building and not talking about any expansion or anything any larger?
No, that is correct. Strictly for that building.
Hours of operation?
It will be by appointment only, but typical hours.
Okay.
Nothing, you know, during nighttime hours.
Is this going to be your primary money? Is this going to be your primary job?
No, sir. I'm a police officer. This will be a secondary.
Maybe forgive my question.
Well, the problem I've got is hours. You know, and how are you going to do that if you're working someplace else? It's kind of where I'm at.
How I work now is I work every other Tuesday and then Wednesday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So that frees up Monday, every other Tuesday, and then as well as Saturday and Sunday. My wife does not work right now, so she's also going to be involved in the business and able to show guys. What the primary plan to start with is typically when you start off with an NFL, if you don't have an inventory, people say, hey, I'm looking for, you know, a torch 9mm, can you give them a price and maybe get to it and then get it and sell it for that one. If the business experiment on alarming the building and
the same. Door.
Bob, is this a Division 3 or a special
you need to win
that, the way we've approached these others, we've had a few other gunsmithing or gun sales we've always approached them as a special use that's issued just strictly to the applicant, and it is non-transferable.
Because that would not change his property in the commercial, right?
Exactly. That's use. Exactly.
I like that for this.
Yeah.
Is your gun safe inside this building?
Yes, sir.
Here.
What about that window in that door?
I have it. It's hard to explain. The piece that I cut out to put in that window, I secure it inside the window at night. And it's secured by bolts.
And those hinges, is that just bolts through them?
Yes, sir. But I did shave the screws off of that. So if I ever decide to take that door off, I would have to cut it off with an angle grinder. I also did that to the external deadbolt, so someone couldn't just come up and remove the screws to access the window.
What do you say was inside the window? You got a cage of some kind in there? Or?
Right now, the piece that I cut out of the door for the window, there's also one on the side of the building. I have saved those pieces and I put them back up in there and secured them.
I think you ought to have some metal cages of some kind on the inside of them windows.
Inside or outside one?
Yeah.
I can do that.
But that window there, it wouldn't be much to.
I do have a security light on the shed at this time. And
mine.
Right outside the bedroom. It's
going to be big enough there.
Do you live there in the house next door, too?
Yes.
Okay.
You're going to store ammunition and sell ammunition also?
No, I do not plan on it. I do have in there to sell ammunition. If I get ammunition in, it will be strictly to order it in and get it right back in. I do not plan on storing any ammunition there.
I hope you have better luck getting it than I do.
I found some in Arkansas.
Can't even buy 22 shells.
All I'm finding lately is Ziploc bags full of old farmers.
I'm out of shotgun shells, but not out of squirrels. Okay, any other questions for the applicant?
I'm good.
Okay, public hearing will be, there'll be signs put up to your place, and there'll be a public hearing here next month. The 12th, I believe you said.
Yes.
I'm in that picture, sir.
Will
you?
I will try to secure the windows and get some metal bars up for those before
filing. There hasn't been any more building. I mean, some of these pictures we get like this is a couple of years old. There's no other structures. I mean, I see this is a vacant lot here beside of you.
Yes, sir. I've cleared a few trees down here and made a parking lot for my Camaro, and then I put a tree house up in the wooded area.
But there's no other houses that don't show on here, right?
No, sir.
Okay.
Is that your lot?
Yes, sir.
It is?
Yes, sir.
The wooded lot is?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you own that one and that one?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Here's these pictures you made. Unless Bob needs them, I don't know.
Would you like to put them in the file?
If that's okay. thank you.
Country Plaza Business Park.
Well done, Bob. We can go to the spot.
And just take me 1 second on this. I've actually updated this, and I forgot to bring the new version in. I apologize. Okay, and same thing here. Of course, this with this being a concept, we've just put together some aerial photography. One of the things I'll point out early on is the applicant has already subdivided this parcel, and it does not yet show that way in Beacon or in the GIS system. But in reality, this is really closer to the parcel size that she's requesting, that the applicants are requesting approval for. Some of the other aerials are going to show this entire parcel, but in reality, it's really just this area. And we've got, again, a north, south, east, and west view. And then the applicant has also provided us with a couple of different floor plans here. And I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed.
Come on up.
Oh, I have to always speak. Dennis and Mrs. Sandra Rogers.
Okay, so what we're proposing is the shacks on the hill are gone. We took them all down. So if y'all have lived here for a while, you know all those shacks that were right there on the hill. So they're gone. We've cleared off an acre. And what we're proposing is a two-level building that will be commercial use. My company, Works of Art and Embroidery, is going to be moving into one part of it, and then we're going to rent out spaces to other businesses that don't actually need vacationers, because, yeah, I don't deal with those. I deal with local people. So we have cleared off those houses, and it actually goes off and it drops off, so we will put up a retaining wall.
We were clear to about here, and that's as far as we plan to clear it. This is 3 acres. We only plan to use the front acre. This is a ravine back here, and then there's a main sewer easement that runs right just before the ravine. So we have no desire to ever build this back 2 acres.
No.
We're not planning to allow restaurants in there or any of that.
No. It's just businesses that, like a real estate company that's interested in it, a couple of maintenance companies that are going to just do, you know, store ladders and stuff in the lower section. And then whoever, I'm figuring law offices, accountants, people who just come to see them, but it's not a retail shop, that kind of thing. So it's going to be a professional plaza. And anyway, the way we've got it set up, it'll have the two levels, the street level and then the lower level. Right now, those houses sit down about 8 feet. They're gone now, but there's a built-up part and a retaining wall. That retaining wall will be extended out to be 50 feet off of the property line to the back because it's too close to the front so that we can place this building on. And it's actually going to have a country look like a Cracker Barrel on the front, and then a wraparound porch around the back and on the side, and a covered porch in the front. So we just kind of want to stick it with the country name rather than, I don't know, I'm not a refrigerator person. So we'll have, you know, available 7 units on the top, and possibly that center one will be 3 small suites. It just depends on if we get people who want to rent it or not.
You're talking about this right here that we made. Divide this 1 suite up into 3 smaller suites for people who maybe just want about a 400 square foot office. This is 76 out here, and we have 50.
No, you're on the wrong side. 76 is in
the front. Yeah, it's steady.
And we have contact with the sewer district, which we have a gravity sewer main behind us, so we don't need grinder pumps or any kind of stations. We contacted the Taney County Water District number 2, and we're finding out about their engineer is working towards what it's going to take to get a water line across E-76 to provide to the building. Right now, there's an existing well on there. It is possible we're checking into it whether or not we would. If Water District 2 says they can't provide us with the water we need, we're looking into putting in our own well through Department of Natural Resources and all those other channels. We prefer to go to Water District 2 if they can provide us with the water. We're not looking for a lot of water usage. We're looking for the powder room in each suite, basically. Yeah. Handicapped toilet and sink, and that's it. No restaurants, no grease traps, and all that kind of stuff. She has an embroidery business that we've basically been working out of our house for years, and we want it out of the house.
Yeah, it's less than the scenes. I don't have any more room.
We've been here 20 years. We're not going anywhere in the same place for 20 years. If you're not familiar with this, where this property is, it's an old service station that's across from the state building on E-76 down by Marzano Motors. Probably all I've driven by it for the last 50 years.
Yeah.
Andy Strait has said he used to live in one of those houses years ago for a while. I've run across so many people say, oh, I lived there once. So.
Is that where Rusty Russell lived for a long time?
I believe so.
Right next to it, Dave.
Right next to it? Well, no. Dale lived right next to it. Dale K. lived right next to it.
Yeah, this is that old service station that's
there. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know where you're talking about.
They just pushed it in.
Well, Richard Rodgers lived down there, too. I did a bunch of work for him down there. I know where
he is. Not everybody.
And what you're talking about here,
State Highway Maintenance Barn on the left.
He's kind of like landscaped into our property. When we had this cleared out, we kind of left a little buffer zone here. Because we told him it doesn't look that property we don't really need for our construction.
Okay.
So we're trying to be good neighbors.
Yeah.
To the gentleman next door, his wife.
Are you going to make the entry level? Is it going to be an in and out type driveway, or is it?
We want to be as level as MoDOT will allow us.
Yeah, and right now there's three entrances. There's one where there was an entrance to drive to the back, where everybody that lived back there could park. Then there was one like where the service station used to be, an entrance that looped around
the other side.
We're hoping to keep all three of those, but the two that were closest together to drive around the back combined as one, sort of an in and out, but then to keep the other one as well so people can drive in.
And the drive around the back will only be on one side, this side here.
Well, it's pretty well across from that car lot, isn't it?
Catty corner.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of catty corner. So.
Have you talked to the state yet on the driveway any?
Not yet.
But we would definitely, if the state will allow it, it is the highest sort of section. We don't, because the entrances there don't even have culverts that go underneath those entrances. Mm-hmm. They're kind of designed, I guess, where the water would actually come off the road, just run into that parking lot. We're kind of hoping to stay with that. We're going to bring it up a little more level, but design the parking lot so that when the water comes off there, it'll follow around.
They'll have their own requirements, so they don't have
anything
with us.
He
knows about it. He worked for the state for a long time. Okay.
I just one question. What do you anticipate traffic flow in and out as far as this type of business?
Good question. I mean, so far, we have the embroidery business, which we're not dealing in tourists, like she said. We provide embroidery to the Branson schools, Forsyth schools, Hollister schools, some of the restaurants like Pierce Arrow and stuff. So most of it is we have one or two cars at any given time that comes in and picks up an order and takes it. And the other business that's planning to go in there is Branson College Property Management, which rents out houses. And their clientele are people coming in to just sign contracts. So, and like I said, we have no desire and no plans to bring in like a restaurant or a pizza place or a coffee shop. We really want to try to keep it down to where, and the backside would be parking for like renters. But we're really hoping that we're not going to be getting much more than any good time, two or three cars coming into each business. You know, we're hoping maybe a lawyer or an accountant will get in there where they got, you know, a customer coming in going. But nothing that's going to like overwhelm me on and off. And this section here is about as straight as it gets on E-76. This is a straight shot all the way down to almost a car wash here and past Academy Commons. I mean, it's probably one of the safest places on E-76 to pull in and out of the truck.
Other than coming out from underneath the road. But that's, like I said, that'll be the year in the States to decide that.
Do you know what your new 911 address is going to be?
1280 East 76.
That property has only three addresses in.
We just chose the middle one.
Oh, no, it's got Songbird here.
Yeah, Songbird was the only address attached to that property, so we split it.
Okay,
there's a house here on Songbird. We've divided it into 2 acres and then 3 acres, and this is also on city sewer.
Okay.
So that's why it was put in as 304, because we had no idea that.
Commission, have any other questions for the applicant? All right, thank you. We'll see you at the public hearing next month.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Asher, do we have any tentative business?
Have one item.
Here we go.
I almost hate to bring this one up, but. last Thursday, the representative for the Veterans Victory Village met with the county commission, and Randy Hayes and I both attended that meeting, and they wanted to speak with the county commission about what the necessary upgrades would be to Sunset Inn Road. And I think more specifically, they wanted to talk to them about whether or not acquisition of additional rights of way would be required. And jump in here if I miss speak or if I miss anything. But essentially, the county commission had requested that the staff come back to the planning commission and seek additional clarification on item number 7. And I know there was quite a bit of debate that evening concerning condition number 7 anyway. In the meantime, they had also recommended that I contact the county attorney. And in contacting him, my first question to him, and first off, he's not given me a written opinion of any sort at this point, but my first question to him was really whether or not he felt the county had the authority to require a private developer to acquire additional right of way on a county maintained road. He felt that the planning commission could place such a condition on a private developer. With that being said, I told him that it was my feel and my understanding that basically, the Planning Commission had voted to essentially remove the requirement for the acquisition of additional rights away. However, when I read him the actual verbiage, he had said that since it just says prior to the issuance of on-site land disturbance permits and Division 2 permits, the developer shall make the necessary upgrades to Sunset Inn Road in compliance with Taney County Road and Bridge standards. He felt that since it mentioned in compliance with Taney County Road and Bridge standards, that it since the road and bridge standards call for a 50-foot right-of-way, that potentially there could be some confusion as to whether or not right-of-way would have to be acquired or not acquired. What he ended up recommending, he really basically said that at this point...
Excuse me, Bob, he who?
Oh, I apologize. The county attorney, okay. Mr. Cotty, basically indicated that he didn't feel that the Planning Commission could further amend the condition, that it could only be amended if the applicant basically appealed the decision just specifically concerning that condition to the Board of Adjustment. At this point, that's as far as I've gotten.
What would this amendment actually say? What did he indicate, the lawyer? What did he indicate that they really needed to ask for? To take it out totally, or what?
Well, he had really indicated that if there wasn't going to be a requirement for right-of-way acquisition, that it probably needed to spell that out specifically.
Mm-hmm. It'd be almost impossible for an individual to buy right-of-way.
The only way you're going to get that away from people is the county take it away.
Can you bring that back up on your screen there?
Oh, yeah. The actual condition?
Right.
Okay. Sorry about that.
I mean, is this something that the Planning and Zoning Commission can change a wording on something that we voted on already in previous meeting, or is that allowed?
If you've already voted, you're
locked in.
And yeah, the attorney felt that same way.
From a legal sense, you're locked in.
It may be for easiest for the builders to come in.
If I remember correctly,
I don't know. To my way of thinking, it wasn't exactly clear when we were talking about this on Sundown Road, on Sunset End Road. We were talking about making the developer bring it up to county standards as far as to the their property.
Yeah.
In other words, we could require 50 foot from there on in.
But I don't know
whether we made that real clear or not, but I think that was it. Wasn't that the general intent of what
that's
we were
kind
doing?
That's kind of the way I think
no, we left it where they'd be their responsibility to pay for the upgrades on a whole all of Sunset Road, Sunset End Road.
Well, that wasn't the way I understood it.
Well, they stood right there and agreed to do that.
Yeah, if it was required, but this kind of reads that this doesn't say all of Sunset Road. Upgrades to Sunset Road in compliance, but it doesn't Sunset Road run into their property?
Yeah, dead ends into it. That's the dead end of it.
But they had agreed to help with the cost using the existing right-of-way on out, whatever. I mean, I don't know. So
like Randy said, there's a lot of ways.
Here's the thing that's confusing. When we got that to bring it in compliance with the county road and bridge standards, we're automatically telling them they've got to meet that compliance to that bridge standards, and that's 50 foot. Previous to that, we also asked for a study. Which one is that, Bob? I believe it's H, a traffic impact study, because I couldn't tell you right now what improvements may be necessary, because I don't know what kind of traffic this whole project may induce on the road. An engineering plan is supposed to be submitted too, as far as the improvements. Now, improvements can be made several different ways, even within an existing right-of-way. Some are just more expensive than the others, and who does that burden fall to? Well, they're already willing to share that cost, but the thing they're hung up on is item number 7. And here's one thing I didn't want to see happen is if we have a developer, whether they're this project or any other project, go down any county road or any other road and put a big project in on a narrow road. Now you're creating a safety hazard. Where does the burden lay? And then if we throw the burden onto Taney County, then you're throwing it onto the taxpayer. If we got to go out and acquire the right-of-way, if that's just same as a private citizen, if the people aren't willing to give it, what's the next step? And I don't think that they're willing to use that step just for developers.
But I guess essentially, at least from the county attorney's perspective, he felt that the only way we could actually amend the verbiage was basically if the Board of Adjustment were to hold another public hearing, just specifically if the applicant essentially files an appeal appealing the verbiage of that specific condition.
Well,
That would probably be the simplest thing for them to do.
Here we are back to the racetrack again. We give them an approval and it goes to the Board of Adjustments. What kind of operation is that?
I understand.
This is new grounds for everybody, I think, here, where you're asking a private developer to develop a county road. I mean, that's unheard of.
Rick, I
disagree with that.
We had one here a while back. There's one foot animal deal down on T Highway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We told them they had to acquire the land and ride in the road.
Yeah, but they gave up on it.
I mean, that road was even narrower than this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They agreed to do it, though.
No, they quit. They gave up.
Yeah, they withdrew.
To the people.
Well.
When they left here, they just didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they withdrew. They knew they couldn't do it.
So what's their bottom line here, Bob?
Well, I had initially told the county commission I would bring this to the planning commission, so I felt I should, but in the meantime, in speaking with the county attorney, he's essentially recommended that if the applicant wishes to amend that condition, that they appeal to the Board of Adjustment. But I guess my primary intent at this point was just
to
let you know.
Yeah, let them go to the Board of Adjustments, I guess.
So what it sounds like, according to the county attorney, is we cannot even ask for this type of thing.
We
cannot ask a developer to involve himself.
A county road. It's not his road.
Yeah.
I wondered about that, too.
So if we can't do that, we can't even take that into consideration, even though it is a 40-foot road. If he wants to build a multi-billion-dollar deal, it's up for him to build.
He actually felt that
where does it state that attorney say that?
He actually felt that the planning commission did have the authority. It surprised me in all honesty, but that was actually his feel.
I think we're overlapping too far there, Marcel.
Did he disagree?
That gets into Randy's business.
Was it his thought, or was he hanging his hat on some law? Now, if his opinion is that we shouldn't, that's one thing. But it's something else, whether it's illegal or not.
He
come up with a point of law. Is that just his opinion or a point of law?
It seems to me like that it could be done if they. You have to do the. Let's see, what was it, 9 or 1, where they have to do the study and work with the Road and Bridge Department, and then the Road and Bridge Department comes up with a plan. And then they agree to do the work, and it looks to me like that could possibly work. I guess I don't know, but in other words, if they feel it would help their effort and it would help their getting the permit, that's what they're doing. They're volunteering to try to get it passed. I mean,
there's ways to make this happen, but what they're hung up on is they're thinking they can do the improvements within existing right of way without putting a burden on any existing landowners. That is the impression I get from Mr. Beanland that came. With us stating leaving that compliance with Taney County Road and Bridge standards, that doesn't relate to anything 40 foot. It relates to everything 50 foot and several different
options. That's what you tried to say in the last meeting. That's what you tried to say in the last
meeting. Yeah, and you're right on that, but they can improve the road. There's lots of county roads that are just improved as much as you can with what you have to work with.
Right. I mean, previous to that, you know, the road's got to be surveyed. There's got to be the impact study, all that done before we get to that point, can even answer them questions. Several improvements can be done, but is that enough to make the road safe to the public? I don't know until all that's done.
I think that the Bridge and Road Department has to make the decision as to whether they want to make a variance on this or not. Build the road on 40 foot, which is there now, or make it apply to the new regulations.
I think they have
to decide that.
What we approved approved something.
What Randy wants to know is there going to be 20 cars or 200 down there a day?
Well, I understand that.
Yeah, that's exactly the point.
Well, my point was if there's 200, the road will be improved because there will be a squeaky wheel.
There wouldn't be 200 a day.
Who knows? I don't know. I think my whole point on the whole deal, there's things about it that I didn't like, but I don't like to penalize somebody that's down a county road and say you can't do your project because there isn't enough right-of-way down there, because there's instances of stuff all over the county, and I don't like to see people penalized because of that fact.
Well, if it actually happened, it would be a real shot to the economy of Taney County.
Sure, it would. It's a great project if you had a 60-foot right-of-way up in there.
I understand that. I mean, but we have some of these roads in existence in places. If this was a concept was brought forward and we just had 20-foot,
yeah,
that'd be hard to prove. Or, I mean, hard to approve.
Yeah.
A project of that, knowing that you couldn't even make the improvements.
But there was a little old road turned off over there in McCaulfield country that went back to a motel there by that cemetery, and it was 20 foot, Randy. You know where I'm talking about.
One lane.
I understand, but that doesn't... One lane. I mean, you talking this many units, that's a lot of traffic.
Yes,
what you anticipate, mm-hmm. I mean, that we know that won't work, so...
But there again...
Well, just to help, you got 30, 40 cars coming in there a day just to help.
The thing about it is, what's your chances of this... I think they have the right, and I personally feel that they would be very fortunate to ever get the project off the ground.
I don't think it ever will get off the ground.
You know, I mean, at the best case scenario, about 30% of them will make it. And the higher the dollar, the less the chances.
Well, this ain't the only place this is going to come up, because all existing right-of-way around here was required at 40 foot.
That's right.
Now we've changed the road and bridge to 50, so are we going to go back and all them roads are non-usable?
They're all grandfathered in, I guess. In
the way. All the existing roads, it's the new developments and stuff that we're asking to meet the road and bridge, but we've got existing roads that... You know, if they're along the road, they're giving up additional right-of-way to help with road improvements on whatever side they're on. But this particular project, you're at the end of the road.
Yeah.
So they're not actually having to give up anything
on the
existing.
Well, they have to continue the road on, and they want the county to take it over. And we can cause them to do 50-foot right-of-ways.
Yeah. From that point in.
From that point on.
What do you do from that 2 mile?
But they're wanting the project bad enough. They're willing to help.
They're willing to help, yeah.
So the thing about it is let you people decide how to do it properly, if we can help them, if you want to make it happen.
Take 2 or 3 years to.
Well, we need to really figure that out, because it's like Randy said.
I mean, they go to the Board of Adjustments. Is that the only way that can be changed? I mean, is that
we can?
I don't think we can change this.
We can't change
this.
We can't change. We voted on it.
But they can change it
through.
And I'm like you. I hate to see it go. Either it's right or it's wrong. We either did it properly or we didn't do it properly. Go through to be changed again. I mean, that's not the first time that's happened either.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be the last.
We're not all lawyers on here.
But we need to decide. We need to decide and have a handle on what we need to do when this comes up again. I mean, we need to have a decision.
I think part of what we're asking in there is, I mean, they're more than willing to help out, and I think that's good. I mean, we're asking for a survey, we're asking for a study to be done, because we don't know, and that's what they're going to require
that.
And they agreed to that. I think that's a good start to know what improvements that would help me, and then basically move forward.
But I think what they were talking about is that should be in place before you get to what is Bob number 7?
Seven.
I'm number I, yeah.
And see, all of this needs to be in place before you can issue even land disturbance permits, is the way it's written, and that's what they can't start anything until all this is.
Well, we don't want another racetrack either like that.
They would be crazy to start it before they were at all of this.
Well, what if they do the improvements to the road and then their loan doesn't come through? Because I asked the gentleman what they're going to depend on for funding, and it's going to be a government loan.
Well, they can do H and I and not do any road improvements to get permits to start.
That's what you got to have based on their contract.
I mean, that's the way I kind of understand this.
How do you do an impact study when you're Well, there's nothing down there.
They have weights.
No, it's based on their plan, their concept of what they presented to us. They know how it's going to impact the road. I mean, that's what the engineers and everything, that's
You
can get a pretty good idea what, and they'll look at the road.
I mean, there's averages. You got X amount of families, and they make X amount of trips in and out, and there's an average on that, and that's what you do on a study. You
right.
figure what
the. So how are we leaving this?
How are we leaving it? We're just leaving an opinion that we cannot change. We cannot change what we've already voted on.
No.
I think it's our general consensus, isn't it?
Yeah.
We can't do nothing.
This is done. What we did is
don't
done.
Don't tell them
We changed it before we voted on it.
Even though he's agreed to do 50 foot from there on in.
Right.
I mean, I just cannot believe that we would even think that would be a good decision.
Do you? What were you saying, Randy? I missed. We changed.
I mean, we changed the wording of it once before we ever voted.
Yes, we did,
because we didn't really.
Yes, we did, because of. In my mind. It was doomed to fail because it could not fly if you demanded them to be responsible for gaining the right-of-way on the county road.
If needed.
And, you know, and that cannot be. You cannot put one private citizen out here against another private citizen, and we full well knowing that there's people up the roads not going to give an inch.
Right. One thing I do know, a lot of improvements we try to make on our existing county roads, I mean, we listen to the people where we see the need. The people are willing to help us out. A lot of times they'll donate the right-of-way and help out, whether it's a small project, drainage, safety, sharp curves, whatever the issue may be. I mean, that's how we acquire the right-of-way.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I'm afraid is if we basically start one concept, if they throw the burden on us, well, we want to do this development, but we need to improve the road, and then now the burden's on us. If we can't obtain the right-of-way, I don't want to
put them in a position to be going
to eminent domain for developers.
So therefore, that was my position. We approved the project because it was a good project, and then the right-of-way will be improved as the traffic picks up. Public outcry will demand it. It's the way roads are built. I've built roads and bridges all my life, and they're built after the fact. You don't go out here. Well, the high road's an exception, but
look at how much it gets you.
Well,
for the money spent.
Yeah,
look who was involved in that.
Yeah, you just look at the whole deal and you understand that a little more. But generally speaking, roads are built after the fact. When the need is there, you build a road.
And I think the lady had a good point that presented that project. If they don't develop it, somebody else is going to.
Oh, absolutely.
And
it's
so
a beautiful piece of property.
Something's got to happen with that road.
I laid a water line all the way across it.
That's a nice
project. I dug out for Fulkerson's house. I've done a lot of work for Fulkerson's down there when they moved down there on that range.
Did you build some houses down
there?
That's going to be pretty common, pretty average about all county roads. We can find improvements on all of them.
Mm-hmm. Whatever happened with the Outdoor Academy road there?
Do I?
The road that we, on the Outdoor Academy, where they were, wasn't that where they were coming around?
Which one? I'm not with you yet.
There was a problem with that road with the sharp bend. You couldn't see around it, and they were bringing campers down there.
Yeah, they
decided not to use that part of the property for that.
Exactly. Exactly.
So everything was going to enter from 76 or 86.
Right. But what happens on the county road can also change with the administration of whichever commissioners have to be in office at that time, too. We've all seen that. You don't have to name names, and I'm not picking on anybody, but it changes how the operation and how it all takes place. You
what's
know,
gets
what
paid.
Goes on. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, whether we work on state roads or whether we...
Okay. Are we going to do this here? Are we going to recommend to the Board of Adjustments anything?
No, we're just leaving it like it is. That's our decision of record, and that's it.
I don't know what to do to myself. Anything.
I mean, that's what kind of what the county lawyer suggested anyways.
That's really.
I'm saying what we voted on. Yeah. Well, I don't believe like it that way, but can we make any adjustments to them? Or suggestions?
We're done with it.
I don't think we should send a recommendation because the vote was split on the thing, and I respect everybody's vote, and they feel that way, and I respect that. Well, it don't matter. I could have been the other way, just as, but we just send it back to them. We made a decision. That's our story. We're sticking to it.
Well, I'm just asking the question, if it's going to the Board of Adjustments, can we make give our opinion on some things, or just leave it like this since it's already...
I don't
I think Randy's got the idea. You know, if the changes can be made with the existing 40-foot easement without purchasing other properties, they will look at that. It's kind of what it sounds, right? So after the studies are done,
I mean,
that's what they're going to be able to go by.
We're trying to answer something before we get a
before
couple
you know
other
what
steps
the questions are.
Answered before we get to that point. Yeah. So.
But it sounds like Road and Bridge will try to work with these people if they can after the studies are done.
Well,
but
I can understand the commissioner's not committing on anything until it's actually
right.
black and white and there's a need.
Yeah.
They need to have the studies done before anything else proceeds, in my opinion. And without them, we don't have it. They don't have anything to go by.
Be there anything else on our agenda?
Yeah, I got.
I think Rick's
we're not done yet. I got these minutes. That ain't what we just approved earlier in the meeting, was it? Huh?
I was waiting for you to speak up. I thought that was what we were talking about.
Well, you mentioned May, and I'm looking at a date here, John.
Oh, that's
sorry.
Right. That's our out right there.
Yeah. It did say July. May, didn't it?
Well. What he asked for was May's minutes. This is not May's
what
minutes.
What it says on there. It should have been June.
Ooh, yeah.
Should have been June.
I just read it as May because that's what was on there.
Well, I knew that wasn't right, and I thought, well.
Well, I don't want to run
you approved May's minutes, right?
We've already approved May.
Yeah.
So we didn't, before we didn't actually approve.
That's what I was wondering, too.
These,
okay.
These need to be changed.
All right, everybody exactly. Change that word back in June.
We haven't approved these, right?
No.
There's one thing I'd like to change, and there is the rope.
I think we're okay.
We're okay.
Yes.
On where we were talking about item number 7.
We're talking about June 17th minutes?
Yes. You go down there where it commission regarding the stipulation on item number 7. Mr. Hayes stated that the burden should be carried by the developer because he's creating the added traffic. And Mr. Beelin agreed that they're willing to share in the burden. Mr. Hayes stated that studies should be done by the county showing what improvements would need to be done to the road. We didn't. We're not paying for any studies. That's
should, that the wording's wrong there. Yeah.
The
should wording's be done
wrong
for the county.
What?
And that's what that's what number 7
by the
says.
County, it should be done for the county. Change one word though.
And that's what this says. H. That's what it says. Submitted to the county.
Well, we need to change that wording. My intention was that, I mean, the study should be done, but we're not. Burden and sharing the
yeah,
cost. I mean,
the minutes by the county, that means that. You do it. When it says for the county, that means they do it.
The minutes
right.
don't match the number H, is what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
We and need I'm to make the minutes
whatever we need to change point. That, I'll change that before you approve, officially approve. Other than that, I think I'm fine with everything
okay.
else. That was
that's
in
that's
it.
A good point. I would move to approve the minutes as amended.
I will second that.
Okay, then what are exactly the amendments? How is that going to be changed?
For the county. Should it by the county?
Just the word for?
Just change one word.
I think.
Won't that do it, Bonita, or not?
well, that will
uh-oh.
Then match H.
I think I'm in trouble.
That will match H.
Exactly.
You know, that's what we wanted to I mean,
right.
Isn't that right,
I mean,
Randy?
Right. We put a contingency on them, and that was part of the contingency, and that's kind of what we're discussing there.
Yeah, we don't want the lawyer to pull that up somewhere down the road because it doesn't match.
Who sent it in there?
I did. The change?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, the minutes as amended.
We want to get the right month this time?
June. I just said May, but it said May right there.
You had me lost there from the get-go. I thought, well, we got more minutes.
All right. We have a motion to accept the minutes as amended. The motion.
Motion made and seconded. You need a vote now.
Okay. All in favor of accepting the minutes as amended? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Any other business?
I've created enough hate and
discontent. Somebody else is turned out.
I didn't intend to vote you to adjourn.
I made that motion.
I abstain.
Being adjourned.